Sería Otelio, howdy. Integral yoga was written. It may be. We may not have an afternoon session tomorrow. So we'll do that now. We talk about yoga and we talk about, probably we'll talk about samadhi tomorrow. What are spiritual experiences and what is meditation and what is samadhi and what is what happens? We had a fairly long discussion one day in the ashram in Rishikesh. There is a young man, very talented young man, who had come to the ashram to write Swami Gurudev's biography in a certain style, not like the usual biographies that we have written, in a different style. When he came, he asked Swami, when Gurudev was in my room for some work, he asked him, I would like to write your biography. Ah, Padacha, very good. And I want some information. He said, ask Vantishan Swami, he will give you. And so he told me, the master told me, give him whatever information he wants. He said, yes, good. And he went away. And from that day, both of us used to work on this. I used to give him the information. He would put it in his own style for using his own talent. Boyhood and his life, the master's life as a doctor in Malaya, etc., etc., all that. Whatever I knew, I told him. Then how he renounced, came to India and wandered around, all that information I gave him. Then I said he lived in Surgashram, he practiced austerities, meditation, and attained enlightenment. What is meditation? What was his technique and what? Say enlightenment, self-realization. What is self-realization? What are his experiences? I looked at him, I thought, I don't know if I can explain all this to you. Ah, you are no good. I'll ask Swami Shivananda. Marvelous. Because I wouldn't dare to ask these questions. Somebody else is bold enough to do that. Why should I stop him? Half an hour later, Swami Shivananda walked in. How is it going? And before I could even say it's progressing satisfactorily, he said, we have brought you to Surgashram Swamiji, but he is unable to go any further. He looked at me. I was very peaceful. I didn't feel offended, What's the matter? I want to know exactly what you meditated upon, how you meditated, and what you saw, and what are your experiences. Oh, he will tell you. He says, no, he does not know. He says, I want you. It's your business, you must answer. When you meditate, you have bliss, you have anandam, you have shanti, peace. Oh, is that all, Swamiji? This man also, he has also got, he is always happy, he is always cheerful and peaceful. Not only that, suddenly he cut in. It's not a joke. He said, serious. It's cosmic consciousness. It's not only merely laughing, joking, I am also joking, laughing. And I am supposed to be at peace. Cosmic consciousness. Brahman, be one with the infinite. And somewhere something had been touched. Heaven knows what. And I think he didn't quite get into the same wavelength, this young man. You understand it? That's it. Yeah. Coming here and standing on your head for 10 minutes and doing this, that's all nothing. And then he started. I don't know what happened. It's all good fortune only, nothing else. Then he started. Started at 8 o'clock in the morning till 12. He was not talking to the two of us. He was supposed to go to his his own office at least half an hour later, 8:30. Before 9, he was always there. But that day, they waited for him, 8:30, 9, 9 o'clock. And then they thought, they went to his room. He was not in his room, he was in my room. Then one by one, they started slowly coming a few steps down and come near my window and eavesdrop. And heard him, Swamiji, shouting very animatedly. And all of them had decided that I was in trouble. This man was in serious trouble and maybe we wouldn't see him. What happened? We don't know. 4 hours he talked that day. About all the different aspects of yoga and then bringing in, this is what I did. This is what I did in Sogat. This is what I did. This is what is called meditation. This is how I used to meditate. This is how I used to worship. So, almost literally, the whole book was given by him. I had no tape recorder, I didn't even take notes. Then as soon as he left at 12 o'clock, I also took my commander and went into the forest, sat down and wrote down whatever I could remember. Then that's the result of the book. So, it's not merely one little thing. If one sits down and says, I meditate, I'm at peace within myself, right? But what happens to you when you come out of that? How do you behave when you are not meditating? If this is not integrated with that, there is something wrong with the meditation. One can always bluff oneself, right? And if your devotional life is good and your non-devotional life is not so good, that is, when you are here, you behave in a certain way, and when you go back to San Francisco, you behave in quite a different way, there's something wrong. That is, the thing that you are taking in is not assimilated. What you are receiving is not assimilated. Swami Muktananda has got a lovely expression. Hare, kya? Ghar mein kuch, kuch, mat mein kuch. Ghar mein kuch, mat mein kuch. Kya yoga bolta? Something at home and something in your ashram, that's not good. Your behavior at home and your behavior in an ashram must both be, there's some harmony. There must be some harmony. Otherwise, this is a forced discipline or forced type of life which has no relation to you, to your being at all. As soon as the grip is lost, you go back to your original groove. Ghar mein kuch, mat mein kuch nahin. If you tell him, you'll be pleased. Ghar mein kuch, mat mein kuch. At home you behave in a way, in a certain way, and then in an ashram you behave in another way.
Isn't it important to start somewhere?
You start somewhere, but let it go on. And then till the two are harmonized, there is no spirituality. Don't talk about, I'm a yogi. I'm struggling, right? I'm struggling. I'm trying to roll along. Good. No objection. Not self-realization. Self-realization means the whole thing is completely harmonized. Not only within yourself, but you with the entire universe. When the distinction between me and you is completely dropped. That does not mean when there is hunger here, I'll put bread into that mouth. this hunger, this hand responds automatically to this hunger. Is that right? That's quite simple. But it's an inward vision. It's not a matter of doing. I am full to established in ahimsa and all cosmic love, and therefore I don't kill that fly. But if you get up and go for it, I hit you. I'm so much in love with the fly that I can nearly break your jaws. Something wrong somewhere. You understand me? It's not what you do, what you do, but what you are. It's not what you do that makes you yogi. It's what you are. In your vision, has division been completely abolished? Then, that's it. The happiness that arises out of that is bliss. The peace that arises out of that is what passeth understanding. Otherwise, everybody can be at peace. I am at peace. Don't disturb me. If you had gone to Swamiji's ashram when you were there and seen what went on while this holy man carried on his work, you'd be amazed how he took all that. People talking here, chatting there, and singing here, and shouting there, and anything, everything went on in that little office, cooking, eating, and then buses and cars going down and down, and there he was sitting and doing his work, come totally undisturbed. Peace is here. And that peace comes from non-division. The motor car horn and I are one. That does not mean, and therefore I should sit there and... No. If at the same time the hands want to close your ears, let them.